Quiet. Attention, ladies. Welcome back to Anti-Feminism 101. It's good to see so many new faces. This is a women's only class. For us women who know their place, this is a girls only meeting. All right, ladies. You know why we're all here, right? Because it's that time. It's time that we take a stand against feminism.
Amen.
Enough is enough. No more being quiet for the sake of social norms, afraid of the judgment and backlash from our misguided, miserable sisters. It's time that we let the world know, to let the boys know that we are sick of feminism and equality.
That's right.
To let men know there are still bitches who know their place. Good girls who know what it means to be born with tits and holes. I know what you're thinking. Where do I start? Where can I join? Well, I'm here to help. That's what this week's lesson is all about. Let's start with me. Look what I'm doing right now as we speak. I'm teaching this class, recording the meeting to put online to degrade us girls and to please the boys, to remind us ladies where we belong and give the men something to jerk off to. And not just this, I've recorded a lot of audios degrading women. This isn't my first and it won't be my last. Proudly saying things like, women are stupid, fuck feminism, fuck equality, women are objects and fuckholes.
Amen.
Shit like that. That's number one. Make degrading misogyny audio for boys to jerk off to and women to internalize. Use your voice to proudly proclaim your belief in the natural order of things. Tell men what you can be for them and tell women to shut the fuck up and suck cock, to cook and clean and obey. They can't ignore all of us if we all speak up. This is true female solidarity. Record it on your phone, upload it to Soundgasm, and share it all over the place. It's time to fight back. Okay, what's next? Number two, objectify yourself. Flash your tits and open your holes for men, whether it be online or in person, just do it. Get naked and show off your jizz-rag body for male entertainment. You can even take it a step further, if you're a real woman, and take pictures of yourself holding a sign that says, fuck feminism, or women are inferior, or something useful like that. You can even write it across your tits. If you're watching the video that goes along with this, you'll see some examples of cunts doing just that. These girls know their place. See? They're doing it. Why don't you? You'll feel so proud knowing you're setting feminism back and that so many men are jerking off to you, degrading your entire gender. The weaker gender. The inferior gender.
So true.
We were born to serve and obey. Let's prove it to the world. Let's show the boys and make them proud of us. They need to know there's still good, obedient little bitches out there. Okay, number three, make videos. If you're not full of shit and you're not a scared little bitch, you can make videos. Videos of you abusing your holes, slapping yourself, fucking your face cunt with a dildo, drooling all over the place. I saw one video where the girl was upside down, throat fucking herself with a dildo and saying, I'm a feminist, and started laughing.
Awesome.
Do that. Make fun of feminism. Maybe involve a man and let him abuse and degrade you on camera. Or you can just keep it simple and direct and just make a video of you degrading all women like I do with my audios, telling men what we are. Make sure to say things like, fuck feminism, fuck equality, women are stupid, I obey men, shit like that.
That's right, girl. Yes.
Let everyone know what we are. Make feminists embarrassed to be women when they see our videos and hear our audios. Trust me, it'll come so naturally, just try it. There's thousands of videos of ugly, miserable feminists using their face cunts to spout their bullshit. There's not enough of us speaking up. It's just sad. Now, the final and most important thing you can do, live what you believe with conviction. Tell your girlfriends what you think of feminism, how you believe in traditional gender roles. You can even hold smaller meetings like this in your homes. Make it your girls' night.
That's a good idea.
Discuss ways you can become better little bitches, more obedient little housewives, more submissive fuckholes. Offer men your holes. Let your male friends fuck you. Suck off the guys in your class or at work. Let it be known that you're a fuckhole, that anyone can use your holes. Let the boys pass you around and degrade your face with their sperm. Then make them a sandwich when you're done and clean their house with jizz still all over your cunt face. Then look on their faces will be reward enough. But their empty balls? That's the real reward. Every sperm load you drink makes you worth more. Makes you that much more feminine. It makes you feel so girly when you have dicks in your mouth.
Amen.
Doesn't it feel so natural, ladies? At the very least, if you have a boyfriend or husband, just obey. Be a good girl for them. Live by example. The happiest relationships in the world are the ones where the man leads and provides, and the woman nurtures and obeys. It's been proven time and time again, and that is why I'm a gender traitor, a misogyny girl, a patriarchy fuckhole. Sometimes you need to go to the extreme to help counteract against all the extreme feminism out there. So join me. Join us in degrading and humiliating our gender back into its rightful place. We deserve it for all the bullshit feminism men have to put up with for so long.
I don't know how men do it.
The dumbass bitches men have to deal with in the workplace who know nothing. Hearing us blab on and on about shit we barely understand. Hell, women can't even do basic math. Poor men.
We are pretty stupid.
Most importantly, remember you're not alone. There's millions of us. Look on Tumblr or Reddit or any porn site. Even self-proclaimed feminists are secretly degrading themselves for male approval. It's because deep down, all of us women know what we are. We're men's playthings. We are tits and holes. We're weaker, we're dumber, we're smaller. We're submissive and uncertain, more naturally obedient and docile. So easily taken and manhandled. It's just the way it's meant to be. It's natural. It's what it means to be born with a vagina. And just like you, I love it. I feel so feminine when I obey, when I cook and clean and suck and fuck and degrade myself, when I serve a man a sandwich and a beer and offer up my holes. So womanly. When I say yes, sir, and obey men in public for other bitches to see, it makes me feel so proud, being a good bitch for daddy, for all men. Now get out there and destroy feminism. Get us back in the kitchen, in the home, on our knees, where we belong. Make audios, videos, take pictures, make signs. Whatever you do, just do it, and do it now. Men will like you better if you do. You'll get more attention, you'll be more popular, you'll be taken care of, you'll be happier, and it'll feel so natural. Send a message to Forbidden Letters on Reddit to get started, or send an anonymous audio, pictures, or videos to feminismisalie@protonmail.com. Now do it, get started. Good bitches. And as always, fuck feminism.
Yeah, fuck feminism. Hey, Chiz Rags. I'd like to thank Miss Maya for teaching today's lesson and for teaching us how to be the good, obedient bitches us women were born to be, truly living our destiny to the fullest. Okay, so this week's homework is to learn at least one new recipe, take 5 loads of cum on your face, whether all 5 come from your man or from 5 different guys, and record a degrading, misogynistic audio file and put it online. We will be calling your men to see how you're doing, ladies, and you will be graded based on their word. Also, that essay on why feminism and equality are unnatural is due on Friday. Have a good week, ladies, and fuck feminism.